This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding over here in middle of Perek Zayin, and he was speaking about different things, the things that are mutter, the things that are asa, and the things that are aser are completely... So things that are muta, if a person eats it, he can eat it and do good things with it. But even if he's doing it the shloi lishma, but masha enkein the macholus asuris abias asuris shemisholus klipis atmeis legamri. So things that are outright asa, not just asa because of their being shloi lishma. They're always tied to chitzonim. Vein oylem misham ad ki yova yoyimam vivul amavus lanetzach. K'ma shekosu v'asuruch atuma avim min ha'aretz. So the kololistic tikkun of vivul amavus lanetzach v'asuruch atuma avim min ha'aretz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will undo Ra in the world. This is something which is based on the fact that there is no such thing as Ra be'etzem. There can't be a Bria that's Ra be'etzem. And therefore, anything that's Asur means that it's tied to Ruach HaTumah. It's tied to something which is bad. And as long as it's tied to that Ruach HaTumah, or like we said before, we spoke about the Merkava of Temeya, it's bad. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of the Ruach HaTumah, understanding that the Ruach HaTumah is a secondary Bria, the Atzmius of the Bria is Toiv, just as Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzem Toiv. So the Atzmius of the Bria is all Toiv. Therefore, the Ruach Tumah is an addition, and once HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Vasid Lavo removes Ruach Tumah, all these inyanim will also stop being asa, and anything that has been trapped and caught and so on is going to become go back again and be good. Now, there's one, so that's one eitza, so to speak. That's one way in which the Ra becomes toiv. There's another one also. Oy atcheyaset tshuva gdoila kol kach shezdoines naslo kischias mamish she tshuva me'ava me'umkta liba ba'ava rabba v'chashika v'nefesh hakeh kadofo yisparach v'tsoma nafsha Hashem ke'eretz ayefa v'tzio or be'eretz ayefa v'tzio, lios ki ad heno is a nafshu be'eretz tzio v'tzal mobis, yesidra achar, uchoy ki moib ne'a Hashem betachlis. O lezois tzoma nafshu b'yesa oiz mitzimu anosha tzedikim. So he says over here that there is a tshuva me'ava, which means a person has a tremendous yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the tshuva comes from. Now, the reason why tshuva me'ava is such a special tikkun is because the tshuva me'ava is something that is there as a result of what's lacking. So let's give a mashal. I think we might have given it once. A person in normal life, it drinks enough water. In your day-to-day living, you know, whatever it is, a person integrates enough fluids into his diet. But in a desert, when there is no water, when a person gets dehydrated, it's the first time a person has a sense of wanting to drink. The tshuka to drink comes about because the person is dehydrated. So when a person is devoid of Kedusha, when a person is in a framework, something inside him begins to feel a tzimoyin that he never felt before. When he was in a kedusha de kamatzah, things were okay. When a person is in a situation of tzimoin, he's mishtekek, and that hishtekekus is a result of the averis. So, in a certain sense, the avera has become a hechetimtza for the mitzvah. So, if you think about it, it's very interesting. Divrei rishus can become direct hechetimtzas for mitzvahs. So, a person who is eats dvarim that are kasha to eat, and he eats it the same shemayim, that becomes a means for doing what he's supposed to do, and that's how it becomes mitzvah to the kedusha. So a piece of chicken doesn't have inherent kedusha in it, but when I use it as a means, it now has kedusha. Dvarim asurim don't have that. Dvarim asurim can't become direct means to it because it wasn't given as such. It's blocked. But ra, in the big picture, was given as a means to bring toiv to the world in different ways. The fact that I have to struggle, the fact that I have to work, the fact that you can tell toiv only against the background of ra, in many different explanations. But on a personal level, when a person is so, he's so dried out by being in a makom tumah, and then he comes to toiv, that's where, so this becomes a tikkun. I want a parenthetical remark. People take Chazal in Agadata, and they fix it as being absolute, and then they have kashas from other places. There are many Chazal about the Maila of Tzadikim, and many Chazal about the Maila of Balei Tshuva. And sometimes the Gemara Taisis will ask the kasha and say a teretz, and sometimes not. You have to look at all of it. The understanding of the Mokum Tzadikim, Shabbat Tshuva, and Tzadikim, and Oimdin, talks, he says, specifically about this inyan. Their dveikus, their hizdavkus, to toiv is much more intense because of it. That's the way to understand that this type of chazal that Markus al Tshuva did. Val Tshuva me'av rabba zu omush es doinus nasek his chuyos, hoyo vaideze bola av rabba zu. So when it says zdoinus nasek his chuyos, that's exactly the understanding of it. Because this is what brought it about, so be'etzem, this becomes, in the big picture, a schus for him. Very similar, sometimes you find a person who's, let's say, is addicted to substances or things of that nature, and at some point he hits rock bottom, real rock bottom, that becomes usually the point of rebound because he hit the rock bottom. So when he looks back, he says, really, what started my process of rehabilitation was that incredibly bad experience. Aval tshuva shloi ma'avazu, afshi tshuva nechayna, v'ashem yislach loi. So every tshuva, that if a person does it sincerely, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'masalechem, mikol makom loi nasa lo kizchuyos, v'ein oyle ma'klipa legamri, ad eis keitz shivu l'mosatzach. But if his tshuva is just regular tshuva, so it means that the tshuva is in spite of the avera, not because of the avera. So it doesn't have that effect. And the only time when the avera becomes, loses totally its ra, is lasid lover and tzivul netzach. That is as far as the tshuva works. And tshuva me'aven or lasad lavoi. Now he touches.
Rabbi, yes. It sounds like a sluyos means like you get star for it, like it's a mitzvah. I don't understand how it's a hechsher for his doing tshuva, but how does it become something good? You know, he might say he did daver. How do you undo it?
I don't think it so much means schar as much as we think of schar as being a paycheck. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us something. So obviously, why would we get schar for that? In a bigger picture, a person in the Olam HaEmes looks at his person and he finds holes over there. So let's go back to the mashal of an addict and so on. Things that he moved past it, he still would be ashamed of it. It wasn't the nicest part of my life. But a lot of times that same person will tell you about that singular experience because this is what turned my life around. A person will mentally, emotionally be metzara fit to the good. So we're talking here more not only kizchuyos in the sense of looking at record. It's just like a person who was patching around in school, didn't do well. Then he once got a really low grade, a zero or something, and that really caused it. And he'll say, you know, I started succeeding with that zero. So in a certain sense, it means who is not schar for it as much as in the picture of what I possess that is positive, that's what I possess. I think I might have mentioned last time that Tzemach Tzedek in Parshas Vayetze, in this parsha, he says, Chazal say, Vayetze Yaakov, Tzomach HaNafshik HaMach HaBsari, came back Kodesh Chazisicha, there's Uzcha V'Sifartecha. So he explains, Yaakov Avinu was wrapped in Kedusha. It was the first time that he had left the cocoon of Kedusha. And for the first time in his life, he experienced dry. He experienced the dehydration. And his hope was, came back Kodesh Chazisicha, when I come back to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Makom Kaddish, I should have that same feeling as I have now. In other words, the experience that taught me what's not Kedusha would be will stay with me. I remember once there was somebody in Eshet Torah, there was a Tkufa when I was involved in taking the in interviewing the people coming in. I don't remember exactly what capacity, whatever I did. And there was one fellow who had been in yeshiva quite a few years before, didn't do all that well in learning and whatever, left and was living the really good life. He was an investment bank in Manhattan and he had all, we'll call it the fringe benefits and perks of that and none of the liabilities of being from. And for some reason, I'd come back. I didn't know in the past, I just met him. And I was trying to work out a schedule for him, and it was kind of very negative. This is not good. That's not good. The other thing's not good. And like this class, like that, whatever. At some point, I was kind of a novice. I didn't know you're supposed to keep your cool and not say these things. I said, you know, if you really don't like anything, why'd you come back? And he looked at me straight in my eyes, and he said, Rabbi, I assure you that if there would have been one thing worth staying for over there, I would have. There is nothing there to stay for. That was for me, who never, you know, that world only was just a, you know, it was just an allure. It had no Shaykh's understanding that a person could be in a place like that and be full of tzimon. It was for me. It was an interesting lesson. I actually met this person two or three weeks ago. I ran into him again. Baruch Hashem, he's a very Tariq family. Does wonderful things. He's a very very special person. I mean, he's married off kids already, but it was for me. I learned a lot more from that exchange. Okay, so that's the Ra, and that's the two ways in which Ra can become a Sukkah. Now he deals with a separate thing, and like I mentioned early on, he introduces a lot of points. It's not all following a sequence for the final Tirutzim for his original Kasha. I think the Tanya is meant to be introductory work and is supposed to give over important nekudas. And this is another one that he's going to deal with. So Oitzas El Vatola is sort of a strange inyan. On the one hand, in Halacha, it's kemat not mentioned. Yeah, the Gemara speaks about it, but there's no pasuk for it. It's not listed as one of the surim in particular, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, in the world of a Kabbalah, it's given a very bad rap, and it's spoken about in very difficult terms. So he explains over here a little bit about the inyan. So here's an act that should fit the bill of other Isurim, but it's different. It has an easier ticket. I raise the oil mission between and a coin of a cavern at Suma, the Kriash Mashal Mita, can I do my resale? So we have a mysterious Marizal that saying Krishna Lavana is my little insight. Umerum is big Gemara, Kalakir Kriash Mal Mitosi, Kilo Oiches Herb shall stay pious, Beholu, Lahari Gufes Achitsainim, Shenasu Levush. Lachius, second page. Tipois, the oilachius mem kiedua, and the yerichain. So, the first point is it has an easier tikkun, and that tikkun is through Krishna Lamita. It's merumas in the Gemara that the chavif is on a sword which is going to destroy the mazikim and so on and so forth. I'll explain that in a minute. And let's just first finish the thread of
Rebbe, you're muted.
Okay, now it's okay. So the lachein lauska avoyin zel vatola b'toyer b'chlal bias asuras. Chomer. So now he's saying like this. He's saying that the has a tzad chumrah. The chumrah is the ribui of it, and the tzad kula is the fact that there was nothing physical and so on created from it. Let's discuss it a little bit, and let Dan. As the potential for chiyus. It's chiyus in potential. The world of a person who's meharer is a false world that builds up a world of dimya. So the person is A, taking tremendous amount of potential that could have been chiyus. He dresses it in the world of Dimyan, and he's creating fictitious entities. However, we'll translate it into the Olam Hamaisa, but that's what the meaning of the Shadim and the Mazikim and the Ruchos Ros. The person is creating. He's taking, instead of the chiyus that could have created a real world with real people and a real nias, Everything's moiled dimly. That's why it says that all the shade and ruach, like Adam Arish, can be separated from his wife. It's all means that this is the world of Dimyon, and the Mela, this is the Ra in a certain sense is Kor Ra. He's starting with something that has potential for Vilchias and giving it a life in a world that is Kula Dimyon. Now, the Tzad Kula Shaboy is, since it's not a Maisa, it never got dressed up in a real physical act. There wasn't a real person at the other side. So that means the Maisa remains only as an act of a machshava, really. And therefore, it's possible for the person to undo it through machshava, kavan, and so on. Mitzvah, averis that have taken on a physical form, it's real chazer, it's real this, real that. It's very interesting. A similar item is the Chazal say if a person wanted to eat something that was usser and it turned out to be something that's mutter, it's Hashem yislachla. Person thought that they were noida hadar from something, and it turns out that the father had been matter it, you still need a kapara and so on. Because an avera in the realm, on the level of a real machshava or a maisa that expresses a machshava is still an avera. But it's much easier because there's nothing physical and no metzias of it. So on the one hand, Haitzara Zelev Atola is seen in its chumrah because it's pure catering to the world of Dinyan. And that's why the Sheker in its essence is a world of Dinyan. On the other hand, it's more kuladik because it doesn't have any real physical substance to it. So this is what happens with other affairs that a person does. Since it comes into it came into the world of Maisa, that's what happened to it. I want to add a drop of Hesber as to why Kriyashma Bekafana is something that is the tikkun, so to speak, for Tzoras El Avatala. Kriyashma means, basically, what Kriyashma says is that all of a person's kohos are being harnessed towards one goal. The means that all of the kriches that the person has are being focused in towards one tachlis. So those kriches being focused towards one tachlis is be'etzem where Hatzah Selavatola means a person taps into a koyach of his for personal handah, and it's not for its tachlis in the most powerful way possible. That's the way it's done. So when a person recalibrates and he understands that all of his maisim are meant to be for a tachlis, that's oiker what Hatzah Selavatola did that. Says, So he's referring to the Baltani is referring to his Hagdara, that the different levels of Tikkun that we're talking about are in inverse proportion to how tangible the Avera was. So Tzoras HaTola was really intangible, Via Sura, and therefore that's the easiest tikkun. Via Sura, that is a Via Sura is something that is tangible, but it's something that's tangible, but it's not lasting. So therefore, going through the Mahalchei Tshuva that he said before, explained before Tshuva Me'ava would work. Being Moilid Amamzach Shalom means that the person has left over a physical and Rosham in the world that's not going away. And therefore, since it's not going away, the physical Rosham, it stays. So certainly the person is Mechapan himself. In terms of the Maisa Veritif. And like going back to before what you said, Rabbi Sholem, if you're talking about Schuyas and Schar and Olam Haba and Range Meganim, that Shuva works for it. But in the picture, in the Olam Ha'emes, is what have I left in this world over here? What do I look like? So when a person has something, a tangible reminder of his Avera, a tangible manifestation of his Avera, then it's something much more common. It doesn't have a thing. That's what he's saying. Okay. So he spoke now, this parak spoke about Klipas Nega to start with. Then he spoke about Tvarim that are from the other Klipas. He explained that there is two mahalchim for tikkun for that, either the loss of lavoi, like a shvachs bevatar off the world, or tshuva mi'ava. And then he gave he pointed out two exceptions. I would say from both ends, the exception of tzarzel batala, which because of its lack of tangibility, has an easier tikkun than any other avera, and it's a shame. The leaving over by creating a mamzer is much more chomer in a certain sense because it's a physical reminder and there's nothing there there's nothing there that can remove it. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Is the way Rebbe is explaining it, the Baal Tanya is not exclusively referring to
if it comes ba'anus, let's say through an illness or something like that, then there's less than there wasn't any machshav or anything like it, and you know adrabah, that's the, you know, so carry in halacha is tamei, but all the things we're talking about, if you can put it into the framework of onus, then the person hasn't generated it, and therefore it doesn't fit this bill. Okay, the Seder, good. Okay, so I'm sorry. Hopefully, we're supposed to come back in another week and a half for Mitzvah Hashem. So hopefully, then things for sure will be very will be in place. Okay, call to my good night.